On this episode, we smoke the Olmec by Foundation Cigars, and we explore Johnny Midas's Arturo Fuente collection. I'm your host, Johnny Midas, and you're listening to Burn Line Podcast. Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom. What's up, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages over the age of 21. You are listening to Burnline Podcast, coming to you, as always, not live, from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Blanco Cigar Lounge, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Union Cigar, Hanover, Pennsylvania, USA, the only Blanco Cigar Lounge in North America. I'm Johnny Midas.
And I'm Angel El Fumo Solario.
And we are smoking
the Olmec by Foundations.
Yep, the Foundation Olmec. So this is cool because we've never smoked a Foundation product before.
No, not on the show.
Yeah, not on the show. So,
and this is my first time ever smoking the Olmec itself. I've smoked many other Foundations, yep. Just never the Olmec. So yeah. This is exciting.
Awesome. So we get, this is a real-time original taste test for you.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
I have smoked the Olmec both when it came out and then in preparation for the show.
Okay.
Fair disclosure. You might be able to hear it. I've got a little bit of something in my sinuses, whatever. So I'm not sure that my palate's going to be super awesome today.
It's been a rough year so far.
Yeah, it has. Like, there's been a bunch of fucking illness going around everything. Yeah.
I think this is the second weekend in a row I'm actually at like 85-90%.
Well, plus, I've got one kid that goes to this school, one kid that goes to that school, and my wife teaches or assists at the other school. So it's like, whatever's going around Hanover comes home. So
Petri dishes.
Fucking everywhere. Annoying.
And by the way, we may or may not have survived being canceled already, thanks to Johnny Midas.
Oh, what did we get canceled for?
I don't know. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. All right. Well, if anyone's going to get canceled, it's Johnny Midas. That is my new travel herf.
Nice.
With my Fat Boy Cigars sticker pack on
nice.
There. Yeah.
Where'd you get that from? The herf.
Like Google Shopping.
Oh, nice.
This is a stick box. Yeah, so check it out. It's actually pretty cool.
I haven't seen this one before.
Yeah, I think it was like 30
Ooh,
bucks.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, so it's got like the cedar tray in the bottom.
So limited on space, but it's pretty cool. Like.
Yeah. I mean, you could take this out, but I like it.
I just think it's cool, though. Yeah.
While I'm in here, we smoked a PCA exclusive last week.
Uh-huh.
This is another one. I'll show the camera. PCA exclusive. This is the CLE 2023 exclusive. So, there you go.
Nice.
And there's my Olmec hiding in there. Oh, that might be next week's episode. Better keep that, that under.
Top secret.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so 5x50 box press Robusto. Before we cut and light it, just a couple of notes. So, rustic, mm-hmm. which I think fits, you know, the Olmec thing. It's definitely like a, you know, cultural play,
right
for Mesoamerica. Foundation Cigars has some of the coolest, like, esoteric branding.
Yeah, they do. You know, they're pretty cool.
Little, like, pyramids with eyeballs and, you know, stuff you expect to find on dead presidents' old money.
Maybe so, they know something we don't know.
Yeah.
It's their whole branding.
I will notice that calling it rustic is kind of, like, generous, right? So your cap is just shitty looking.
Yeah,
your cigar is
curled.
Yeah, your cigar is curled.
Yeah, the wrapper at the bottom is already peeling.
Yeah, like mine is not super straight. And then look at that. I've got band glue. Like I can see it.
Yeah.
Squeezed out. So
maybe it's a bad batch or something? I don't know. I've never had an Olmec before, so I can't really compare.
I don't think so, but I will say that, you know, I went through the whole box.
Mm-hmm.
And they all had something.
Okay.
So I just kind of randomized two.
Gotcha.
But like, if you look at the Olmec beer, it says Olmec. Yours is, see how yours is curving to the left?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, yours always curves a little to the left.
But you know
It's like a life-size model.
what?
What?
Oh, wow.
What do you, what?
But you know what's kind of cool? Because it reminds me, like, I have had a like local made cigars before, and they're all not perfect. So I
Right,
mean, it's
right.
kind of cool. I dig
Yeah,
that aspect.
yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I'm gonna give construction rating right off the bat right now, 0 out of 10. This is not made from rubber. Like, this is bullshit.
Oh man. All right. And then the band is kind of cool. It's like that orangey peachy salmon whatever
Yeah. I'm not
in
sure why
black.
though. Huh.
And then it's got like one of the stone heads they're famous for.
Yeah, the Olmec heads.
Yep,
Yep.
with like a cigar sticking out of its mouth.
Yeah.
And it is both textured and stamped and has gold leaf. Love the band.
Yep.
Now, I don't have a box. The box looks like a regular
Padron slash Fuente.
well, but Fuente also has a lot of those flip-up lids
Oh,
like
okay.
in the Gran Reserva, but like Perdomo,
Yeah, you can see the dovetailing.
the dovetail wooden box with the slightly rounded top edges,
Yeah.
like every Perdomo box that's wooden.
Yeah, this thing
Yeah.
should have like came in a slab of stone kind of box.
I think it would be super cool or like expensive as hell, but if they could do a
Limited edition, like, and it comes in.
totally limited edition, but like a Olmec pyramid,
Okay.
like, but not actual stone, but like cast out of plastic.
Or some,
What are they? That
oh,
injection
yeah.
molding.
Or like 3D printed.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
the step pyramid, and you like, and it makes a noise,
Yeah.
like Indiana Jones. And you like slide the
Yeah.
top off, and then there's like one
Yeah, there's
inside
just
of it.
one.
Yeah,
So, there you go.
$99. Yeah. Oh, all right. So, let's go ahead and get this cut and lit
All right.
because, yeah, I'm getting hungry for it. So,
Yeah.
the official cutting is brought to you by Fat Boy Cigars. The bold and delicious flavors of premium hand-selected tobacco leaves are highlighted in the original jacked cigar. Got my 5-pack of Double Corona box press. And don't forget to try the new Fat Boys Cigars Boots on the Ground series. For every cigar you purchase in this series, Fat Boy Cigars will donate $1 to charities benefiting frontline heroes. Fat Boy Cigars, welcome to the Fat Boys world.
Yeah.
And I'm going to cut my cigar with my counterfeit Cohiba tri-cut scissors.
Yeah,
And you've got what, your
just the handy dandy Vertigo there.
All right, and as always, we remind you to clip that cigar.
With somewhat of authority. Oh my God, you butchered it.
And that's why I don't use these scissors.
Stop using Chinese counterfeit.
Free sample.
This is where we can't have nice things.
That is clipped with authority.
There you go.
No, that's actually a great demonstration of if your cigar cutter does that, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
So
needs to snap.
it is now a talking piece. Like, it's just like a
Yeah,
focal point. Like,
this
just.
is totally like you sit this out, like in the guest room,
Yeah.
like by your little cigar display, like, oh yeah, these are so cool.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. All right. Giving this cigar a little hand job, tap that ash right off. And
Looks cool.
I'm ready to light. You ready to light?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
What is that? You see that thick part right there?
Just looks like a stem to me. It's a
That's
little
off.
sideways. Well,
Sideways.
we'll get into it after we light it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee, which we're enjoying right now, and we're enjoying the French Fadeaway, right?
Yep.
So there you go. Oh, reorder code. I wonder if I can throw that up on the screen.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
So head on over to 2cpremium.com, check out French Fadeaway. I like this one. Six bean baller is like our
Art,
default.
right, but this is nice.
Yeah, silky.
I don't taste any baguettes,
No.
though.
No French bread with butter and sliced radishes. Keep your day fueled with delicious premium coffee from 2C Premium Coffee, featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world. 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting so that you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us. And we're lighting up.
You're one of a million.
I've got my China Midas gold bar, single flame butane torch. I've got two single flame butane torches, and in controlled environments like this, they are hands down my favorite lighters.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to invest in a legit soft flame, like, cigar.
ST DuPont.
Yeah, no. Not that bougie.
Oh, shit. I already got a piece of wrapper coming off.
Yeah, same. By the way, I'm not happy with a QC person. What was that cigar you had? Where they fixed... Oh, was it a Monte Cristo?
Yeah.
Where they fixed it with...
Yeah.
Yeah, this same right here. They fixed it with...
Yeah. Yeah, but fixing a cigar is fairly normal in the industry. You got to remember, like, they get paid by the each.
Yeah.
So QC, you know, like, you might try to slip something under the QC guy's nose. Like, the QC might be like, okay, a quarter inch patch is good. And they're like, well, I'm going to get this half inch pass.
It's not terrible. It's just, like, something I noticed. I was like, hey.
And as always, Burn Line Podcast reminds you, toasted, not roasted. Mm-hmm. Treat that cigar with love and affection, and it will return the favor. And did you know anything about this cigar? Is this, like, completely fresh for you?
Yeah, completely fresh. It's just...
You've never read about it?
Or... Right. Obviously, the only thing I knew is about the San Andreas and how chocolatey the cigar is.
Mm.
And obviously, the Olmec is what also grabbed my attention. Whoa! Yeah, I know. This is crazy strong. This is a strong cigar,
this
man.
This is a fucking strong cigar.
I'm glad I'm not the only one to notice. I was not expecting that, dude. This thing will kick our ass. I had breakfast, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Not a breakfast cigar right off the bat.
Wait, did you mean breakfast besides whiskey?
Right.
Yes. Yes, not a breakfast cigar.
I was actually planning on bringing beer, but I'm like, ooh, beer and cigars in the
morning. Yeah. No, so this is definitely strong.
It's crazy.
Watch the retro hail.
Yeah, I singed my nose hairs already. Some fucking nuttiness and cocoa there. Like, legit. No joke.
Yeah, there's also, like, I would say, like,
cayenne spicy.
Like a creamy chocolate. Like, almost like a milk chocolate. Mm. Not just, because, like, cocoa or cocoa is, you know, not sweet.
Right, that's what I was getting at. Because I know you know what that is. This is, like, unsweetened.
Yeah, but there's a creamy component, too. Mm. It's not, like, powdery. You know, it's not like dry.
Yeah.
It's like those...
What do you think, like an 80% dark?
No, not necessarily that. I just mean, like, if you took the mouthfeel of, like, a high-end chocolate, but, like, milk chocolate.
Okay.
And, like, you hold it on your tongue, and it kind of, like, melts under your palate. You get that feeling with this.
Let me try that again.
A diluted inhale. Jesus.
Holy fuck.
Mary Joseph. Yeah, I would say that this is a, like, try not to retrohale cigar.
Yeah. Holy, that is strong, but that's crazy, man.
Yeah, so I think you got to treat it correctly in your palate.
Okay.
Like, on your mouth. I think if you're trying to retrohale, you can probably ruin your experience a little bit.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. This is the first time I've ever had this issue. I wouldn't say issue, just experience.
Yeah, so... cocoa powder, but creamed cocoa powder, but not sweet, with cayenne pepper. There's a little leather in there. That's about all I'm getting. Like I said, I think my palate's a little compromised this week.
No, that's what I got. Cayenne, cocoa, a little bit of leather.
Yeah.
Another nut in there. I'm not sure what.
Oh, you know what it is? Fuck all, everything that I just said about, like, chocolate and whatever. Cocoa powder and Brazil nut. If you took a Brazil nut and mashed that up with cocoa powder, because it's, like, creamy but not super sweet.
I got you now. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Sweet.
Man, this is a weird-ass cigar.
Super delicious, though.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
It's strong as
Holy
fuck.
fuck. I mean, you know, that's coming from me. My default is like the gentle Dominican.
Yeah.
You know, like the classic, like, you know, 1990s cigar boom, you know, mild Dominican.
Yeah.
That's my default.
So, all right, listeners slash viewers, will Johnny Midas and El Fumo be conscious by the end of the
That is a great question.
podcast? Dude, this is a little guy.
I know, I know. This is the 5x50. I'll tell you, what are we, a quarter of an inch in, and I'm like, thank God I got the Robusto,
Right, can
because
you imagine? Like, I was like all giddy because I saw that six by
six, yeah.
50. I'm like, holy shit, like that would have been N.
You know what this reminds me of?
What's
This
that?
reminds me of a Padron.
Does it? Okay.
You know, like, it's got the same, not the flavor.
Just
Although
the
there's
strength.
similarities, but yeah, like the strength, the box press, you know, all of that.
Dude, this says, fuck you, I'm here.
Yeah. For a change in historical perspective, the Olmec is invading us. They're like, fuck you, we are here to stay. All right, so a little bit about this cigar. This is a box press Robusto 5x50. The wrapper is San Andres. Now, you may have noticed that a lot of cigar outlets say San Andres Mexican. Now, there's not a real reason to add Mexican there because San Andres, Mexico is where these leaves come from for tobacco. But San Andres is actually a pretty common city name, and that's why they sometimes distinguish it. Puerto Rico has one, I think. I was looking them up on the map the other day, and it's like there's one in like
Everywhere.
everywhere. Every country has one.
Well, I mean, it's
Peru
almost like
has
saying
one.
Connecticut broadly, Pennsylvania.
It well, yeah, like Connecticut broadleaf. You have like grown in the Dominican Republic. They're talking about the seed, but then you have like Connecticut Valley broadleaf. But anyway, the Mexico distinction is because there's San Andreses everywhere. So it's kind of like you know, like a n like New York. You know, there's a New York in Georgia, and there's a New York in Texas, and you know, and there's just a York here. They didn't
Yeah,
even
New York.
stick with the new. When all those like Germans came over to Pennsylvania, they're like the sign, like literally you drive into town, it says Hanover, named after Hanover, Germany.
Right,
They
not
didn't
even New
bother to, yeah.
Hanover.
And then you got York to the north. They're
Right,
like,
which is like York, England.
yeah. But it's older than New York
Right,
in the name.
right. And that's where New York came from, was from this York.
Yeah, old history here. Whew. Okay, so
And we're in a town that's older than this country.
oh
We
yeah.
literally live in a town older than this.
Founded before the USA, for
Right.
sure.
Which is like, nobody gives a shit. It's
It's,
so funny.
I don't know. I'll tell you, there's a lot of good people in this area, but there's also like generations of beat down. Like the number of people I've met in this area that are just not motivated to fucking be awesome.
Dude, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's like I aspire to grow up and work at the Utz factory, you know, and like that's it.
But it, you know what? What that gives me like a West Virginia vibe,
Yeah, a little bit.
like the coal mine. Like it's
Yeah.
the same thing. It's like, oh, three generations working at Utz.
Yeah, a little bit. Snack capital of North America.
I guess.
That, no, literally, that's what it's called.
Yeah, I know,
You
but
can
it's
look it
like,
up in
well, there's not
Wikipedia.
that many snacks. I mean,
Yeah,
there's
there
little
is.
snacks,
There's
but
Snyder's of
I
Hanover.
know.
There's Utz. There's Campbell's. All the Campbell snacks are made here.
I
And then
guess.
Hanover Foods makes like all the shit for like the name brands.
Yeah, I guess so.
Why are we talking about this? So back to the Olmec.
I don't know.
All right. San Andres wrapper. The binder is Nicaraguan, and then most sites will say that the filler is Nicaraguan. But Foundation itself, if you go on their website, says undisclosed filler.
Undisclosed. I wonder what type of filler, though.
Don't know.
Kind of
But
Nicaraguan.
I don't know. But they do get into the regions, which I like, on their website. So,
Like Jalapa for Nicaraguan stuff, but
yeah.
obviously the San Andres comes from Mexico.
Yeah, the San Andres is from Mexico. The binder, I think they said, is Jalapa, right? And then the filler is indisclosed, undisclosed. So I believe it's
Undisclosed.
undisclosed Nicaraguan.
Right. It's
But
definitely Nicaraguan.
And then the price, the retail is $12.50 on this Robusto, which isn't, you know, not super cheap. But it's not super expensive these days either, so.
I was gonna say, can you pronounce that word right there? Hold on. That
Andres Tuxtla? Yeah, it's
Tuxtla.
Tuxtla. Yeah. Which, you know, they're trying to like use English letters to transliterate, make the sounds of the
Aztec.
the tribal language. Yeah.
Because we don't know what the hell Olmec sounds like.
We don't.
We do not. Because the word Olmec is not even from the people, the Olmec people themselves. That's the name. The Aztecs gave the Olmecs, which is rubber people.
Yeah. Apparently they had an unbelievable rubber trade where like they were harvesting rubber like down in Bolivia and carting it hundreds of miles, and they didn't have like carts and oxen. It was all like humping it on your back. They had these raised roads. Some of them were like 30 feet above the ground. Anyway, the blender of the Olmec is Nicolas Malio, and this is manufactured by Fernandez. So,
That's why it's such a bad. Maybe that's why it's undisclosed because they're probably using something from AJ.
that's my guess,
Yeah,
is they're
so
trying to.
it's that part where it's like, yeah, you can't tell which part. But I mean, it's strong, but it is a great cigar, man.
Oh yeah, this is delicious and also like intriguing. But God damn, it's punching me in the face. All
Dude,
right,
like,
so
yeah, I'm definitely getting those chocolatey notes out of it.
yeah, there is a lot of chocolate on this. The peppers calmed down for me
Yeah, the
though.
cayenne,
Yeah.
because it was definitely cayenne right off the
Yeah.
bat. It was
Yeah.
spicy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's calmed down. The leather has kind of taken over that part, I think. So why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we will do Cigar News of the Week.
Okay.
And then I'll share my Fuente collection.
All right.
Now your tobacconist tip of the week with Angel Solorio.
And we're back on Burnline Podcast, the dulcet tones of Johnny Midas and El Fumo. And what have you got for us in cigar news?
All right, so some good news for me and you. so luckily Maryland has actually done a pretty decent job at separating the taxes because they're raising the price of tobacco for the tax, but they have separately named actual
Premium
premium
cigars.
cigars. So it's
Nice.
like premium cigars means not the shit in the gas station,
Right.
but like this,
Hand
like
rolled long filler.
and yeah.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. So I guess they came to an agreement and said, all right, they still have that floor tax, but it's not getting an increase.
Good.
So I'm like, why can't, you know, the FDA model that?
Well, as
Like that actually, like, you know,
yeah.
we always make fun of Maryland for being communist and this and
Yeah,
that.
yeah, yeah. And it's not totally fair, as you know, corrupt as Baltimore is, you know, historically, as a state,
Now we're not allowed there.
you know, Maryland is probably leading the nation in cannabis legalization and their approach to it. Definitely the most like meticulous, clearly thought out steps to prevent like both giant international corporations and the cartel from taking over.
Which is crazy because DC has a lot of influence on Maryland itself.
Right,
Because, I mean,
right.
if you look at the map, DC is in
Is contiguous with
with
Maryland.
Maryland.
Yeah. Like if it wasn't its own district, it would be Maryland. Maybe Virginia. Who knows? But anyway, so that's good. They're carving out premium
Yeah, like
cigars for tax
somebody
purposes.
actually thought
Yeah.
about it and said, hey, This is not the same as this, so we can't raise the tax on that, but we'll raise on that. Dude, yeah, just for some contrast, like a pack of Marlboro Menthol shorts here in PA is like 11 and some change a pack. And I believe in Maryland, well, right now before this increase is like 13,
Yeah.
14 a
Who
pack.
cares? Your cigarettes.
Yeah.
All right. What else have we got on the news?
So PCA related. So found out some stuff that PCA is going to be in New Orleans for 2 years, and but it's not really. I guess they're going back to 27 to Las Vegas. Still undetermined.
So they're playing politics right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I'm not an. I have none of my inside people have told me if there's like a thing between PCA and Vegas, like the actual,
Yeah.
organization and the locality.
Yeah.
So I'm not, because Vegas has those weird smoking rules. Because you
Well,
can buy
the
marijuana,
yeah,
but
but
you
I don't
can't
think.
smoke it in public
Yeah.
and just smoke it in general.
Yeah. No, I think that the real argument has to do with the cost. Like, so, the porters union, the hotel union, like the cost of using that labor is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, insane. Like, you're setting up your booth and you have like your travel trunk that's like the size of that humidor
Right.
on wheels, and they want $12,000 to move it into the building, but you're not allowed to bring it into the building,
Right.
right? So that's what I think the real beef is over.
So,
Okay, so PCA doesn't know where they want to go. All right.
right. Well, here's the problem with New Orleans now. Most of New Orleans, is non-smoking, like the bars, even though they're just straight bars. And the rule here in PA is like you can smoke in a bar as long if you sell food, it can't exceed the sales of your alcohol.
Right, then it's
But
a
like
bar.
New Orleans full stop said no.
Yeah.
So that's the other problem. But PCA is saying you can smoke on the floor there. So I'm not sure. There's also that in play.
Yeah.
So are you a Game of Thrones fan?
I'm not a Game of Thrones fan, but I did watch it all, so I guess, kind of. It ended
So,
stupid. It started strong and ended with a fizzle, but whatever.
yeah. So, this has a Johnny Midas price tag. So, S.T. DuPont
Oh
partnered
boy,
with
here
Game
we
of
go.
Thrones.
$25,000 match.
No.
Oh.
You're close on the price, but $2.99 for a cutter.
Okay.
And 33,950 bucks for the throne, which is like one of those
It's
the
the
tabletop lighter.
Throne of Swords,
Yeah,
but it's a lighter.
but it's a tabletop
Oh my
lighter.
gosh.
But that's okay. So let's just round it off. $34,000 for a lighter.
Is
Let's
it
come.
gold?
No.
Oh, if it was gold, I'd be like, okay, I got a budget for that.
Like, come on. That's
That is
made.
kind of cool looking
It is
though.
cool as shit, but not fucking 34 to.
35, $34,000 gold. Yeah,
And it's made in
Jesus.
China. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Oh my gosh.
It's if it was gold plated, like you're like, hell yeah.
Okay, so tasting note real quick. That cayenne note,
Okay.
it has morphed into peppermint, like a candy cane.
Huh.
Not sweet, but like peppermint. What do you think?
Ooh. Yeah.
Like, you know how peppermint has got that little bite to it, almost like pepper? That's why it's called peppermint. Interesting. All right, well, thank you for the cigar news of the week.
Yeah, it slowed down after
Yeah,
PCA.
everything comes out for PCA. That's why we had a separate video.
Yeah.
And all right.
Should that be part of the news of the week, real quick?
What's
Or
that?
almost being canceled?
Oh yeah. So how did I almost get canceled? Tell me about this.
We almost got canceled because of some funny editing on your part.
What? Are you
Yeah.
talking about having Zelensky on the news intro?
So having, because it was an April Fool's kind of video, but you had Zelensky and
Gaza.
Gaza, so automatically they're like, yep, nope,
Oh
no
yeah.
talking about this whatsoever.
Dude, YouTube is so fucked. I mean, they just turned off the comments because it's sensitive content on that. Sorry for all of you viewers out there, if you wanted to comment on how awesome that video was, you can't because fuck you, YouTube. Yeah, well, some of our videos get put in hold as well, and you can't comment for a few days, but they usually get released. So if you want to interact with Burnline Podcast, hop onto YouTube, and you might have to like go back a few episodes to be able to comment, but leave us comments. We love
that
stuff.
Yeah, we do. The AI said, yeah, you guys are not allowed to converse. But our video has nothing to do with that.
And like, subscribe, and share while you're at it. That helps us out for sure. All right, so I'm going to share my Johnny Midas Fuente collection. So you know that I collect Fuente and Lagavulin whiskey. Those are just in my wheelhouse. Although my new favorite scotch is Sassenach.
Okay.
Did you try that? Did we do that on the show?
Not on the show, but I tried it at...
In the
bourbon room.
Yeah. Not cheap. I think it's like $130
or something like that. Definitely not. It's hard to get, but obviously we have the connects.
Yeah. Worth it. Anyway, so this is my incomplete collection, but it does represent all of the Vitolas that I have.
Nice. Look at that.
I'm just going to hold that up for the...
Camera in there.
All right, so let's just go down the line. So from here on over is my X collection. All of this is Opus X.
By the way, will this side get you in trouble with Mrs. Midas?
What? Why?
Just the amount of money.
No. The secret to a healthy marriage is to have a separate budget. All right, so... So this guy, this is the Forbidden City 2018. It's got the black ribbon. So this is the rare black double Corona.
That looks awesome.
Yeah, Opus X Forbidden. Looks fucking amazing. This is also a 2018. Now, I didn't bring the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize, you know, I was setting up this morning. I'm like, that episode wasn't on video. So I should have brought that in and unboxed
Damn,
it.
Damn, showed the story. Yeah. Oh, man.
What a gorgeous box.
It really was.
Absolutely gorgeous. But that's actually this 2018 Forbidden is from that story box. And then I have the Lost City. And this one's interesting because you'll notice that it doesn't have, like, the retailer's barcode on it, which is probably why it had a price tag. This is a 2021 Lost City, and they put a fucking price tag on it, which I peeled off, and it left a little gunk. I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Just makes it look sleazy. This one's cool, not in cello.
But
check out this bad boy. This is the Fuente Opus X Forbidden X Amor Sensual. It's got the 13 logo here.
Yeah, that one's got an extra band, or a bigger second band.
Yep.
Dude, that was a cool one.
Yeah, these are hard to find. You can see the retail price on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty typical. So this was $60. That one was like $100,
okay.
I think. So these are not cheap cigars.
So right here is a whole down payment for a house.
Yes.
Cool.
All right. So these are pretty cool. Again, you'll see there's not a retailer barcode on the back.
Okay.
So this is the Opus X, and let me see if I can... pronounce this correctly. Destino Sigla. Destino Al Sigla.
All right.
I've actually got two of these. It's got the orange ribbon on the foot.
Well, maybe it's an O. Siglo.
Siglo makes more sense.
Yeah.
That's actually a word. We might smoke those on the show because I have another one. This is a different Vitola, but it's the same cigar.
Gotcha.
And you can see. The Oro Oscuro is what they call it.
Okay.
So the Oro is easy to identify because it has the gold band, mm-hmm. just like the black has the black band. And this is a Oscuro wrapper.
Okay.
So they use the Oscuro fermenting and aging process.
So that's what, like Pelo Dorado?
Yeah, gotcha. Something like that. And then I've got this bad boy. So this is just your classic Opus X Perfection 888. So not sure the Perfection name on the Vitola is like a torpedo.
Okay.
And 8 inches. So long and skinny. And then this is the Shark Vitola.
That's a cool one.
Yeah. So this is your kind of classic Fuente Fuente Opus X.
Yeah.
In the.
And I noticed those have, you didn't point those out, but those have writing. Is that writing on the cello?
Yes.
Or has, text on the cello?
It has gold text on the cello. I don't think you can see that with the lighting. But all three of these have that. And then same thing here, different Vitola again. So this is the Perfection number 542. I guess it's not the Vitola because this is just a Parejo. But this is a 5x42.
Okay.
Again, you can see $28 retail price on there. So even for a little tiny cigar, they're not cheap. This is the Rare Pink. These are fucking hard to find.
Right.
This is the 1960 signature Rare Pink.
Which is going to be coming out here again anyway.
Yeah, they're re-releasing this.
Yeah.
So this is the original. So here's a surprise. This is the Don Carlos, and this is also the Eye of the Shark of Vitola, which is kind of hard to find. What's interesting to me about this one is like the band is a little off, you know, which is super rare, especially for Fuente high-end products. It has got the fancy retailer barcode on there.
Yeah, the Fuente's classic Fuente, yep.
Yeah. And natural wrapper.
That was a cool Vitola, though.
Like, this was very expensive. I want to say this was like 40 or 50 bucks.
Okay.
Even though it's a Don Carlos, not a Opus X. This guy, Fuente Gran Reserva. This is the Queen Bee. So Chateau Fuente, Queen Bee, and sun-grown wrapper on this guy. It's got the famous red or crimson band on the foot. And then this is the Reserva Extra Viejo. And don't these come out like once a year?
Something like that. Yeah.
I think they do, yeah.
Man, that is a dark wrapper.
It's a very dark wrapper. So this is a Maduro wrapper, has the crimson foot again. The Arturo Fuente Añejo, number 46. And then this is a daily smoke. I've got a bunch of these in my.
Those are really good.
Boxes of these. Yeah. Love this. This is the Chateau Fuente Natural Robusto, and these are pretty affordable, $9, $10 a stick. Delicious, smooth, easy. You can have it any time of day without worries, unlike this Olmec. And the last guy I've got in here, this is the Hemingway Classic. So I've also got a box of these. Again, natural wrapper, and it does have the gold lettering on the cello sleeve. Hemingway Classic.
I like that Vitola too.
Yeah. The Hemingway Classic is a fantastic cigar. It takes a long time to smoke, and it can be a little bit challenging to keep lit outside because it's a narrow ring gauge. But I've got a couple boxes of those in my humidor as well. So I just wanted to share with everybody out here, this is the famous Johnny Midas Fuente collection.
Yeah.
And I've got a couple more coming. So there you go.
Nice. Think you need a new humidor or relacker there.
Well, long story, and I got this used. Oh, I've got a ton of cool shit in here, though. So.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? So, we could do those on an episode. Don't
okay.
Tell anybody.
Oh.
Oh, I've got this one that you gave me. That one's a very nice one.
Wait, I can't see. Okay.
The 175th.
Okay.
But I've just got, like, a couple of semi-collectibles. I got two of the Tuxtlas. I guess we could smoke those on the show. I got, like, some Raging Bulls.
Yeah.
So some of these are just for like if I have guests over, want to give them something nice. I've got the Brick House,
What's
and
that
then
really shorty right there?
oh, that's a fucking El Septimo. It's a gag.
Oh, I was like,
That's
what
an
the?
actual cigar.
No shit.
Yeah. Anyway, that's some of my. This is like my collect. So when I talk about my collector humidor, this is it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So there you go. All right, back to the cigar. And I will need to relight after all that talking. So let's see how this works out.
Tell you what, it is giving a peppermint smell, like right
Yeah.
now, which is
Yeah.
kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I will be peeling the band because I am closer.
All right, let's do the band test.
Oh shit.
Is it stuck?
Here we go. Nope, we're good.
All right.
Hey. Didn't lose anything. And the band was actually pretty easy to rip off.
That little flame going up, that was me blowing out.
Oof.
So whenever I reapply flame, the first puff is actually a blow. And that's just to make sure I don't suck any crap into the barrel and ruin the cigar. I will tell you that I retrohale almost every puff on most cigars, not this guy.
No.
I'm flirting with it. Brings tears to my eyes.
Tell you what, really like thick smoke output like from the draw. Like that's awesome.
Not a smoke bomb, but like this thick, chewy smoke
Yeah.
and a good amount of it. All right, so this is from Foundation Cigar from their website. The heartland of the Olmecs is the tropical lowlands of modern-day Mexican states of Veracruz, Tabasco, and San Andrés Tuxtla. Today, this is in the same region that grows some of the finest San Andrés Negro wrapper tobacco. This seed varietal is considered one of the oldest seed varietals in the world. Olmec cigars contain the finest Nicaraguan filler tobaccos from Esteli and Jalapa. After fermentation, these filler tobaccos are bale-aged for 3 years before arriving on the production floor. The San Andrés Negro wrapper tobacco comes from the rich volcanic soil of the land of the Olmecs. It is fermented slowly at low temperature to preserve the natural oils that give flavor. The blend delivers a full-bodied smoking experience with rich flavors of cacao, dark espresso, and spice without being too aggressive. Not too aggressive, my ass.
That
You lie, Foundation.
is a lie.
So I like the branding. I like the tying it into the culture and the history, even though it's a little bullshit, you know,
Yeah.
but it's still cool. Like, you know, we know cigars go all the way back,
Yeah.
and they used to like bury Aztec kings with cigars. Like they would be buried with a cigar in their fingers. I like that. For whatever reason, I find it super cool, you
Yeah.
know.
And like, even the Aztecs don't have much info on the Olmecs themselves, which is kind of like you're talking about the history and all that. So it's interesting that they chose the name Olmec for it.
Well, so some interesting things. The Aztec calendar that's so famous is actually Olmec. So they inherited that. Also, the latest like anthropological, archaeological evidence indicates that they coexisted. So it's not like there was the Olmecs and they disappeared and the Aztecs took over. Apparently, they existed simultaneously for a few hundred years. And it was more like you know, one culture just sort of became more dominant and took over, kind of thing. But the Olmec stonework is fascinating.
Really is.
Like they've got these carved stone heads, and
There's a shit ton of them.
there's like Polynesian,
Yeah.
African, and then they've got this one. It's called a frieze, but it's like a bas-relief stone carving of this guy with like a fucking turban and a beard and boots, and he's called the Traveler.
Yeah.
And like, you know, there's people that legit believe that, you know, the Middle Easterners that were like the Phoenicians
Yeah.
sailed there, like they might have sailed there.
Yeah, more than likely, yeah. I mean, there's evidence of trade with
Yeah.
Asia in South America. What did we talk about a few episodes ago? what there was trade in the southern US from, central and Mexico.
I mean the like the Creek Indians,
Uh-huh.
it's like 80% of their lexicon is like Aztec words.
Right.
So they're like a maybe a breakaway or like a settlement or something that evolved
Right.
into its own thing. So yeah, lots of trade. So my draw is about perfect. I like a firm draw, not a
Yeah.
tight draw, but a firm draw. Mine is about perfect. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I'm not struggling. I'm not fighting it, like, oh, I
But it's
gotta.
not too loose either.
Right. It's perfect. And also, the crazy thing is, I barely draw on it, but I get a shit ton of smoke out
It definitely
of
produces. All right, well, why don't we take a break? And when we come back, we will do our tobacconist tip. We got those backwards this week, didn't we?
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's all right.
normally do the tobacconist
We
tip
don't have a
first.
format.
We don't have a format. This is seat of your pants cigar smoking by awesome people. Now your cigar news of the week with Angel Solorio. And we're back on Burn Mine Podcast. Uncommon cigar knowledge for the common cigar smoker, Johnny Midas and El Fumo. And you got a tobacconist tip of the week for
I
us.
do actually, which I wish it actually plays into what we're doing real well or right now. So I'm not sure that many people have this issue now if you're like a more seasoned smoker, but I remember as a beginner, I've had a nicotine overdose or poisoning, whatever you want to call it. So obviously, one of the things to negate that is to eat before smoking a cigar or drink something while smoking a cigar. One of the other things you could do is, since most cigar lounges serve coffee, they have sugar. So pop up, rip open a sugar pack and put some under your tongue and put some on your tongue and swallow some of that. That sugar kind of helps negate that nicotine poisoning, because sometimes something like this.
Yeah, we were talking about, I don't think I've ever had it, maybe, but I also had alcohol poisoning at the same time, so it's hard to tell. But when you were starting out, maybe you grabbed that stick that
Oh
was too
yeah.
strong for you,
Yeah, I've had
and then you
that.
get like sick to your stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can, and it's fairly common because you don't get a lot of nicotine out of a cigar
Right.
because you're not inhaling the smoke. If you got the full dose, there's like more nicotine in this cigar than like a whole pack of cigarettes,
Right.
and so it's very easy to
Yeah.
get what you're not used to.
Yeah, I've had also cigar. I maybe not poisoning, but like, have you ever got the jitters from smoking?
Yeah, once or
So
twice.
yeah, that's like
Is
a
that like the
nicotine.
first stage?
Yeah, that's a nicotine overdose. So like I said, for me, I didn't have much guidance when I got into cigars, except for like the original Union at Gettysburg. But like, it was weird. It was a weird time, when I was entering the smoking.
Yeah, well, so I just took my wrapper off and you can see hot shit. Like the glue is just way too much, and I took
Yeah.
off this big chunk of wrapper. You can see it
Oh
right
man,
there.
that's not good.
Yeah. So strike against construction. But the rest of it's holding together okay. That's gonna flake off when the heat gets down there.
Yep. One thing we didn't point out earlier, this is some really, really white ash.
Probably from that 3 years of aging.
Yeah.
Although, like that's a marketing point, but the truth is most of your premium cigars, especially in this price range, that's normal.
Right.
This ain't a Cello wrapped punch that you bought at CVS, All right. Well, We're like at an hour. I think it's time to rank this cigar. We are smoking the Foundation Olmec Box Press Robusto 5x50. It has a San Andres wrapper, a Nicaraguan binder and filler with undisclosed Nicaraguan filler. Retails $412.50 is the MSRP. I've seen these up to $14.50 online.
Okay.
There's a fairly strong market for them.
Yeah, there's high demand.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and call this a full body, full strength. This is a strong cigar. It reminds me of a Padron 1926. Not in the flavors, but definitely in the strength and the vitola, you know, in the presentation. Yeah. Full for sure.
Yeah.
The tasting notes, definitely like you said, cocoa with Brazil nut, some peppermint, leather.
Oh yeah.
And there's some stuff like in the background just waiting to like peek their head out. So
yeah,
we had some cayenne in the beginning.
Yep.
A little bit of black pepper that's trying to come out. For me, a little bit of licorice.
Okay.
Like a hint, you know, in the background. Pretty complex.
Yeah, that peppermint kind of snuck up.
Yeah, yeah. So very interesting, very strong. Definitely would recommend, like, be careful with the retrohale.
Yeah.
I tried that, like, my first puff, you know. It's
oh,
like,
my, yeah, it, like you said, nope.
I started coughing and everything. Singes the nostrils. So let's start with presentation. I love the band. The band is cool. That's a color that you don't see on cigars anywhere. The box, we don't have a box here because I didn't buy a box. But it is a natural wood with a lacquer.
Yeah.
And it's your...
dovetail.
Yeah, just your dovetail union square box.
Yep.
And it's got like, kind of like Fuente does, where you like stamp the branding in and like, it's almost like wood burnt or something.
Yep.
So not bad, not great. I don't think the box stands out particularly well. No cello. And interestingly, this is a cigar I would like to see cello on. You know, I'm 50-50, but this is like a retail cigar, a retail box. And I don't know who sneezed on these before I bought them. Right? So I would actually like to see some cello. What are your thoughts on, and then the cigar itself, I should say, like, it's got a really interesting, intriguing wrapper.
Yeah.
But also, we immediately noticed a bunch of fuck-ups.
Yep.
You know, like, I had a whole glue spot, like an eighth of an inch squeezed out under the band. Yours was curved.
Yeah.
And had a messed up cap.
But I kind of like those kind of little things, because I feel like it gives... It plays into the character of this cigar.
It's like rustic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't meant to be perfect, but. So what was.
So for presentation, what do you have for presentation?
I'm going to give it a 7.
Yeah, I think 7 is fair. I agree with you on that one.
Yeah,
they put a lot of effort in. I think that they whiffed on the box.
Yeah, they could have done something a little cooler.
Could have done something a little cooler. And then the cigars themselves, like. They're kind of cool,
yeah.
You know, but also like, I'm sorry, it's just a fuck up. Like when you get glue oozing out under the band, or like you know the ripple and stuff in your cap, like it's not supposed to look that way.
No,
you can be rust. Like Padrones are rustic,
right?
But they're also perfect.
Yeah,
you know. So I think 7 is fair there. I do love the band. It's one of my favorites, and the color is super cool. So. And then at $12.50 for a 5x50 Robusto, not cheap.
No, not cheap at all.
Thoughts on price point?
I'm going to give it a 7 as well. There's a lot to compete with at that price range. And like the Olmec, for that size, you know, especially a newer person would be like, pass on that just because of the price and size.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I'll add like a little comment there, which is, you know, to go from this to like the big Vitola is like an extra $2.
Right.
And so you might feel like you're getting more value out of the big one. But dude, like, I've still got the final third on my cigar, and I'm close to being done. Like, this is a powerful cigar. So I'm not sure what smoking a big one would be like.
Yeah.
It might be a you get through the first third and you're like, high, you
Yeah.
know?
But
So.
for us as a seasoned smoker, I can see why that has that price point. Like
Yeah. And you can taste the quality in the leaves as well. So I think 7 is fair there. All right. Construction, you can see I've got the chunk of wrapper missing that came off on the band with all that extra glue. Everything where I'm putting my mouth is flaking. I immediately, after cutting it, had to take some of the cap leaf off. I think you did as well. You had a split foot when you started.
It's funny, you gave me the shittier one. Yours is falling apart more than mine is. I don't know if that's fair though, because you snipped it with that, you butchered it.
Yeah, but that's not what that's from.
Okay.
Right? All that this, the scissors that I use, all that it does is where it comes together in the middle, it doesn't have a clean cut. So you end up with like a little stem. But it didn't affect the wrapper at all. So I've got a 5 for construction.
Okay.
It's right in the middle of the road for me. The saving grace is it smokes really well. So,
Yeah.
what did you have for construction?
I was gonna give it a 7.
I think that's high. I mean, I just do. I mean, you got your band off okay, but
Yeah.
you did have a slightly better constructed one. All right, so moving on to flavor. I mean, definitely a flavor bomb.
Yeah, it is.
You might struggle a little bit if you're not a really seasoned smoker because
Is not a newbie cigar.
it's not a newbie cigar. I can see, getting distracted by the strength and kind of getting the smoke out of your
Yeah.
mouth as fast as you can, kind of thing. Not able to maybe nail all the nuances because I've like retrohaled twice,
Yeah. Not a stinky cigar either.
No, interestingly, as strong as it is, it's not stinky. It's just powerful in the mouth. So I had an 8 for flavor, actually. I think the flavor is pretty amazing.
Okay.
It's hard to separate that from strength. But what did you think about flavor?
Gonna give it an 8. Yeah, I was expecting more chocolate out of it, but that peppermint came out and that was actually kind of cool. The cayenne was pretty strong at the beginning as well. I think that was the singeing part.
Oh yeah,
That
that was
was overpowering.
yeah. And that kind of burned off.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Still peppery, but more like a hint of black pepper
Yep.
kind of thing. All right, and so that brings us to experience, and I think the use case on this is really limited.
Yeah.
You don't want to do anything except smoke a cigar, and you probably want to be sitting down.
You're
So
gonna
I
pass
call it,
out doing yard work.
yeah. This is a lounge cigar. I'd call this
Yeah.
a. I might smoke it on the back porch because I have a nice little setup there, but it's really a lounge cigar.
Yeah.
Would never gift this to somebody unless they're a seasoned cigar smoker,
Right.
right?
Unless you wanna have fun and give it to a new guy.
Definitely not a golfing cigar, a
No.
celebration cigar, anything where you might be drinking. Like
Right.
I can
Holy
imagine,
shit.
like smoking this while drinking alcoholic beverages could knock you on your ass. How do you feel? Like you're almost done. I've been talking more. Lightheaded,
Little
little
tingly.
buzzed, little yeah,
I
little
got a
buzz.
buzz, man. Definitely.
I'm buzzed as well.
Oh, yeah.
So super strong. So again, this is super subjective, but thoughts on experience?
I want to give it an 8 only because we got the right setting, and I was actually excited to smoke this. Was not a letdown. It was good, but like you said, this is very use specific.
I had an 8 as well. I think for seasoned cigar smokers, this is a great cigar.
Oh
Like,
yeah.
you gotta try it.
If you haven't had it,
Yeah,
definitely smoke
if
it.
you haven't had it, definitely smoke it. So I had an 8 as well. But just, that sort of comes with a warning, which is we've been smoking cigars for a while. I've been smoking cigars a lot longer than you, but both of us have a pretty developed experience and palate.
Yeah.
If you're, new to the scene, handle with care. You know, this guy will punch you in the tonsils.
Yeah, it will.
And that brings our total ranking for the Olmec by Foundation. This is the 5x50 box pressed Robusto. And also, we should clarify, this is the Maduro.
Yeah.
They did come out with a Claro. Okay. That's what they call it, which is, you know, a medium brown wrapper. This is the San Andres Maduro wrapper. And it brings the total score to 38.
Oh, right.
So pretty good showing. I wish that the quality was better. You know, the strength profile and everything, that's what the cigar's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But it, I think it does come with a little bit of a warning label, like you're getting into a serious heavy smoke.
Yeah.
So. All right, reach out to us on the interwebs. You can reach us directly, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com, or head over to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. YouTube is kind of becoming our new hub. Please like, share, subscribe, comment, DM us on Instagram. Get stuff there and let us know your thoughts. We want this to be your cigar show. So if you have thoughts, comments, concerns, or something you'd like us to do or smoke, let us know. We'll work it into the podcast. You can also go to Linktree/Burnline Podcast.
Yeah.
And that has everything there. So you can just click and go. For Burnline Podcast, to all of you out there on the internet, have a great week.